This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this Producer Tuesday, we continue to focus on the health and well-being of the dairy farmer with Rhonda Strable from the Rural Health Initiative, where last week we focused on free health screenings and coaching, community referrals provided for in-home or on-site Wisconsin farmers and agribusinesses. Rhonda, you have been in the business for a while, so you've seen the changes in health care with dairy farmers through the years, haven't you?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of changes over the last 15 years. You know, one of the things, not political, but as far as seeing the changes in the size of the farms. You know, when I first started going to the farms in 2004, you know, first the people that hired me were like, we're not really sure how you're going to get there or how you're going to introduce this to farmers because they've never had this service before. But I had grown up on a farm and I said, I'll figure it out. I'm, you know, I'm in healthcare, but I grew up a farm girl. So I thought, well, who always came to our farm? So I started talking to some of the people that I knew, and I started riding along with the veterinarians, and I rode along with the milkman, and I rode along with the road drivers that were already going to the farm. And I said, hey, could I ride along and introduce myself to, you know, the farmers in the area? So, you know, I would pull up in the milk truck with the hauler and jump out and say, hey, would you like your blood pressure taken?
Which could be a bit alarming, but, you know, a free healthcare screening right on the spot.
And it was really easy because it was the typical family farm that most of us think of. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Farmer, they might have an adult son or daughter, or grandma or mom might live next door. And they'd say, well, geez, you know, can you take hers also? And I just got to know the families. And through word of mouth, those families would tell another family. And the word just grew in our community. And I quickly, within 3 years, I saw 40% of our farming population.
But then again, that was back then, and some things have changed.
You know, the Mr. and Mrs. Farmer on the farm and their family. And we also see the Amish. But over the years, I've really seen the difference of now we often go to large dairies, large operations with workers. You know, it's not just that family. It's still a family farm. But now the families have consolidated together and they need a workforce because, you know, their own kids or the young people aren't getting involved. So they've hired Latino workers. And so now I take an interpreter along. We go out and screen many people while we're there, the family, the workers, the spouses. It's much bigger now than what we started with. So we've really seen the changes as far as the size of the farm. And then, like I said, political-wise, insurance, so it used to not be mandatory, but we really did to have insurance, and we really didn't see that changed much. It's still about 14% of farm families that don't have insurance. The majority do have insurance because they know that if something big happened, that it would really be costly to them. So really, their health insurance is for catastrophic care, you know, with carrying that high of a deductible. That has been the way it's always been for farmers. The political piece of it is that other people are saying, oh my gosh, you know, now I have to have insurance, and the only way it's affordable for me is to carry this high deductible. That's been the life and the story of the farmers for years and years and years. It's always been that way for them, but no one really understood that. And so the discussions are being had now by others also with that same issue. So that's the only thing political I will say that has changed over the years is now others are talking about the cost of insurance, not just the farmers.
We've been talking with Rhonda Strable, Executive Director of the Rural Health Initiative, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, Dairy's professional development organization. More details at pdpw.org.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Things are beginning to thaw out a bit in the Midwest after the polar vortex. Ventilation during the winter time, our topic tomorrow on our Breath of Fresh Air segment with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.